Hello there. This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Richwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us on Auckland Hospital Radio, your bedside entertainment system. Our Bible reading today from the first chapter of John's Gospel is quite short. It says, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light." You see, John the Baptist was not the light, but Jesus later claimed to be that light. He told his disciples so when he said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life." So our program today is all about having that light of faith within us through knowing Jesus and witnessing to others about it. I wonder how many of you remember singing this opening hymn when you were children. Let's listen to it. Jesus bids us shine. I wonder if that brings back memories for you. That was the Temple Baptist Church Children's Choir from Tennessee singing words we would do well to act out even as adults. Jesus bids us shine with a clear, pure light, like a little candle burning in the night. In this world of darkness, we must shine, you in your small corner and I in mine. There are some people in our world today who feel that their world is closing in on them, that it's becoming more dark and sinister and dangerous, more oppressive and unjust, more unkind and unloving. They ask, where is the light? Where is the hope? Where is the joy of faith in our world today? They can't see that they themselves could be that light, hope and joy to others. Many would love to see God at work in their lives, but as soon as their prayers go unanswered, they quickly decide, they deduce that there's no God. And it may well be the case that the answer to their prayer was no, or not yet. I firmly believe that God still speaks to us today, but are we still enough to listen to that still small voice of his? Possibly not, because we live such busy lives. Here's a song I've never played before, but I just found this one by Michael Card called "Why Will You Not Listen?"
Is not he who formed the ear worth the time it takes to hear? Should he who formed our lips for speaking be not heeded when he speaks? Will you not listen? Why won't you listen? God has spoken love to us. Why will you not listen? Listen to the sacred silence. Listen to the holy word. Listen as he speaks through living parables that must be heard. Parables that must be heard. Will you not listen? Why won't you listen? God has spoken peace to us. Why will you not listen? Why will you not listen? He spoke a word of flesh and blood. Flesh and blood that bled and died. Bled and died just to be heard. How could could you not hear this word? Why will you not hear this word? Will you not listen? Why won't you listen? God has spoken hope to us. How could you not listen? Why will you not listen? How could you not listen?
Some of us, through intellect and reasoning, have totally ruled out any possibility of the existence of God. I read once that the possibility of this beautiful life around us on Earth just happening simply by chance would be the equivalent of a tornado sweeping wildly through a scrapyard, leaving behind in its wake a perfect Boeing 747. Some people have chosen to spend their time, their energy, their wealth on improving their own circumstances, and God doesn't get a look in there either. Reminding me of a word of God that once came through the prophet Haggai, who said, "Is this a time for you to live in your panelled houses when this house lies in ruins?" So I'm praying today on behalf of those who don't know God. Lord, will you speak to us? Give us some sign today that you are real.
Speak, O Lord, as we come to you to receive the food of your holy word. Take your truth, plant it deep in us, shape and fashion us in your likeness, that the light of Christ might be seen today in our acts of love and our deeds of faith. Speak, O Lord, and fulfill in us all your purposes for your glory.
Some of the blame for the hopelessness and despair in our world today must lie with us as Christians for hiding the light of our faith, the faith we've been called to share with others, and also for perhaps being too heavenly minded to be of any earthly good, shutting ourselves away in our churches. St. Paul called Christians to be ready to give the reason for their hope in Christ. So why do so few of us share our stories of faith? St. Paul warned them in his letter to the Romans. How then can they call on the one they've not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they've not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? We must tell others how God became real to us. If a person in the desert is thirsty, and we know where an oasis is it right to withhold that information? It's the same with faith. We mustn't hide it. Like a lamp, we've got to put it on a lampstand and not under a bowl. Jesus told a parable to this effect. And this is my version of it, the parable of the light.
Place your lamp on a lampstand, hang it on a pole, place it onto the windowsill, but never under a bowl. Let it shine, let it shine. Ooh, let it shine. For the good of all, oh, let it shine. See how it lights up the whole room, even when it's small. So likewise, let your light shine for the good of all. Let it shine, let it shine. Ooh, let it shine for the good of all. Oh, let it shine, let it shine. Ooh, let it shine for the good of all. Oh, let it shine.
So, after 3 years of doing hospital radio and not telling my own story of faith, I'm going to do that today. Years ago, at the age of 19, my simple faith was absolutely shattered when my father died an extremely painful death from cancer in 1969. He'd worked with asbestos, and whether or not it caused his illness, it couldn't be proven. And because I witnessed his suffering, the faith which had been mine since childhood switched off, because I prayed and prayed for him to be healed and nothing happened. For 3 years following his death, I lived my life in a deep dark tunnel, though no one would have thought so to see me during the busy working hours. It was the night time that brought on my fear, thinking, where would I be one day? After death, what then? I grew more and more afraid. Without that cushion of faith in my life that I'd known as a child, I felt I was free falling into nothingness. Sometime later, I decided to go along to a nearby church, really out of a sense of duty, and offer gifts which I knew might help others. I hoped I would feel a measure of peace there. But then a Christian colleague gave me a book to read, which was all about people experiencing a dramatic change in their lives through being filled with the power of God by the Holy Spirit. The same person took me along to a day of renewal, all about strengthening one's faith. That was the day that a light was switched back on in my life, and I've never looked back. And it's a faith I want to share with you today. My story. If it hadn't been for her, my entire life would have taken such a different direction. There would have been no music, no songs or dramas written, no visits to prison, no priesthood, no radio, and I certainly wouldn't be talking to you right now. How important it is for Christians to reach out to others in some small way and make their faith known, like she did with me. Here's a lovely hymn called Light of the World, written and sung by Michael W. Smith.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see. Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so high.
At that service at the Day of Renewal, I was amazed to find a full congregation singing and praising God 15 minutes before worship began. Unheard of. And it looked like they meant their praise with hands raised and eyes closed. Very strange, I thought. But I sat it out. The talks were interesting, but nothing particularly caught my attention. Then at the end of the day, there was a call forward. Come out, the leader said, and receive power, just as the disciples did at Pentecost through the laying on of hands. I immediately felt uncomfortable and drew up the drawbridge and held on to my seat. I was a respectable teacher, after all, and if I went out, someone might recognise me. There was my pride. It was then that a young woman who sat opposite me in the aisle got up and walked forward. So I watched her. I can only say that when she returned to her seat, I was struck by the expression on her face. It looked as though a light had been lit inside of her. She was radiant with an inner joy. I could see she'd found the peace that I'd been desperately searching for. Then the service came to an end, and I was devastated that I'd missed my chance. That small window of opportunity to discover God had closed. But that's not the end of my story. That was just the beginning. Here's Kirsten Getty again singing Holy Spirit, Living Breath of God.
Holy Spirit, living breath of God, breathe new life into my willing soul. Breathe the presence of the
It was then that tears started to come down my face, and seeing that, my friend encouraged me to go and speak to the worship leader, and I went out. And when he asked me what kind of prayers I was seeking, I stupidly blurted out, "I want what she's got," pointing to the girl near to where I'd been sitting. He smiled at me and invited a few other leaders to reach out and lay their hands on my head, praying for God's Holy Spirit just to fill me. I will never forget that shower of golden rain that flooded my whole being there and then from head to toe and back again. And it wasn't until a few days later I realised I'd been healed of my fear. I wasn't afraid anymore. That morbid dread had gone. But my experience didn't stop there, because a few weeks later, during a lunch hour at work, I returned to our flat, which was right next to the school where I worked. I wanted to tidy up, so I began hoovering. And that's when I heard God there inside my head telling me to stop hoovering and go into the bedroom to pray. Once more, I resisted, convincing myself that I shouldn't be listening to voices inside my head. But that same gentle voice spoke twice more, and I couldn't refuse. I switched it off and went into the bedroom and knelt down at the blanket chest by my window, saying quite irreverently, "Okay, God, what do you want me here for?" I then got a clear mental picture of a colleague I'd taken a loathing to, and so I just wondered if God wanted me to pray for her. So I did. And by the end of that prayer, there was nothing but pure love pouring out of me for her. Scorn for her turned to compassion, and golden rain consumed me once again. I just wonder if there's someone you need to be reconciled to today, or even a situation blocking all that God wants to accomplish in you. If so, pray, "Lord, change me." Not them, change me. Here's Robin Mark singing, "Here is love, vast as the ocean."
Here is love, vast as the ocean, loving kindness as the flood. When the prayers of life are answered, shed for us His precious blood.
Of the Apostles, chapter 2. Jesus' disciples went through an experience in the upper room. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different languages. Well, in that instant, when that golden rain was filling me, that's what happened to me too. I found myself gently speaking a different language in prayer, and it was so very beautiful. And from that moment on, the Bible became alive to me whenever I read it. Words jumped out at me. Prayer was a joy, and my witnessing became so much a way of life. My love for others, so real. I've never looked back since that experience, and today I just wanted to tell you about it. We began our program today thinking about the one true light that was coming into the world to light up lives. Well, I'm so pleased that I made a conscious decision way back then to ask for that light in my life, the light of Jesus Christ, and I've been guided every step of the way since then. You know, there's a saying, it's better to light one candle than forever curse the darkness. That's what I did. Won't you join me in asking for His light to illuminate yours this day and chase away any despair or fear or doubt in your mind as I play this final song of mine just for you? But please bear in mind, we're not on a conveyor belt. We don't all experience God in exactly the same way that others have done. God will pour out His grace in His own way and in His own time on anyone who humbles themselves in prayer and who earnestly seeks Him. According to the prophet Jeremiah, God says, "You will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart, and I shall be found of you." Have a good week, everyone. Bye for now. I leave you with this song, "From This Moment On."
From this moment on, I raise From this moment on, I open up the hand I offer you. From this moment on, I give that life to you. Take my own.